Greetings, music lovers, and also those of you who are too tired to go to the movies. This is your chairman, Dr. Giacomo McCarthy, bringing you another concert of the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the works of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Because of a studio shortage, our concert tonight is coming from Radio City's third-floor broom closet, so we had to limit our studio audience to only one. He is the prominent shut-in Mr. J. Fudd McGurk, and we rented him for the night from a private sanatorium known as Bromo on the Hudson. Each room equipped with hot and cold running shivers and mattresses on the walls. That was Mr. McGurk. Our two distinguished conductors are Maestro Paul Laval, whose musical ideas are so advanced that his musicians often meet him coming back, and Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine, who has just signed a large contract for outdoor advertising on his nose. Our soloist is Mademoiselle Diane Courtney, and guest commentator, the celebrated young American soprano, Miss Lucille Manners. Incidentally, after she's been here a while, Miss Manners probably won't have any.
Pretty good.
Why, Mr. McGurk, that wasn't funny.
I know, but I'm getting paid, ain't I?
As special guest instrumentalist, the sensational new chamber group, the Four Sharps, four artists who have recently broken all concert records in Secaucus, New Jersey. But Dr. Levine mounts the podium, and our concert begins. We hear the good doctor's Dixieland reading of Ida. Will be enough, Mr. McGurk. Thank you. Many of the new songs introduced by Mademoiselle Diane Courtney at these concerts have gone on to become popular hits of the day. And tonight
she is the damn responsible for Set the World on Fire.
No. Mademoiselle Courtney did not introduce that work.
Good. It always kind of gives me indigestion after I strike a lady.
Tonight, Mademoiselle Courtney brings us a new work which we predict will be heard often in the future. It was written down by Professor Red Evans on a shoestring and published by the professor likewise. The title of the work is He's 1A in the Army and He's A1 in My Heart.
coast to coast in this great nation. Each man has got a classification. Pray tell me what's yours. I've got a guy who's really something. This man of mine, he ain't missing nothing. No wonder I'm happy to say. He's A1 in the army, and he's A1 in my heart. He's gone to help the country that helped him get a start. I love him so because I know he wants to do his part. For he's 1A in the army, and he's A1 in my heart. And just in case you're quizzical, I'm gonna tell you now. He passed the toughest physical, he passed it, folks, and how. For I know why he rates so high on Uncle Sammy's chart. He's 1A in the army, he's A1 in my heart. Just in case you're quizzical, I'll tell you now. He passed the toughest physical, oh boy, and how. I know why he ranked high in Uncle Sammy's chart. He's 1A in the army, and he's A1 in my heart.
Connoisseurs of small chamber groups and renowned critics everywhere have long pointed to the Four Sharps as one of the most unique quartets in the world of music. On three occasions in the past, they have been booked to appear as our guests, but something has happened each time. Once we got canceled. One of our vice presidents wanted to put on his golf club locker room glee club. Another time, the violinist of the group was ill. The third time, we don't know what happened.
The third time, they couldn't wait. They smelled ham cooking in New Jersey, and they swam to Hudson.
Mr. McGurk. The Four Sharps are Professor Julian Gould playing piano, Angelo Chubby Bruno on electric violin, Colonel William Houston on bass, and the little father, Matty Como, on gitbox. They play The Skater's Waltz or A Lullaby to a Square. I wonder what that word square means.
That's the word us cafe society set uses for joik. Joik?
The Four Sharps and The Skater's Waltz.
Thank you.
Why, Mr. McGurk, for a one-man audience, you certainly made a lot of applause.
Yeah, I figured I might get tired of applauding, so I brought along me junior sound effect kit. Want to hear some more? Listen to this.
Interesting, but what is it?
Elephant getting a hot foot. Cruel, ain't it?
Mr. McGurk, this is a concert. Please. Maestro Paul Lavelle now introduces one of the newest contemporary works, a woodwind tone poem called Early Hours. Now, this composition is characterized by weird 5- and 6-part harmonies and by an ostinato background somewhat reminiscent of an early morning milk tray. Yes. Here is the first performance of Maestro Paul Lavelle's reading of Early Hours. Certainly was strange applause.
Yeah, I was dreaming in a trance, I guess. Caught with my trance down. Pretty good, huh?
We have now reached the intermission in tonight's concert. And as guest speaker, we are privileged to have with us the celebrated young concert and radio soprano, Miss Lucille Manners, one of America's favorite singers. Miss Manners.
Thank you, Dr. McCarthy. And it's a pleasure to be on Basin Street. The joint's really jumping tonight, isn't it? To me, your concerts have always seemed like a fresh breath.
Like a fresh breath out of a sewer.
Mr. McGurk, you're supposed to be our audience.
I know, and it's about time we audiences got a word. We audiences ought a reward. Now, why can't I interview Miss Manners?
Why, it's most unusual. It's not being...
We audiences got to sit home and listen to you joints all the time, don't we?
Well, if Miss Manners doesn't mind, I don't see...
Oh, I don't mind, Dr. McCarthy.
She'll love it. Now, let's see. I was interviewed last week, and... how'd it go? Name's Lucille Manners, eh?
Why, yes, it is.
Ever been arrested before? No. That's wrong. Now, let's see. You're a singer, Miss Manners. How did you get into the racket? Singer, racket. With gags like that, I should be in radio.
Yes, you should indeed, Mr. McGurk.
Yeah.
Well, I started singing when I was 5. Then, after school, I was a stenographer in my hometown. That happens to be Newark, New Jersey, by the way.
New Jersey, huh? From away out west. How'd you get on the wireless?
I used to do a radio program over a little station during my lunch hour. I worked for a firm that made pajamas. Well, one day I rehearsed too long, and when I got back to the office, I didn't have a job.
Why, damn, Bob, just like I say, don't trust no man that thinks he's too good for a nightshirt.
No, they were right, Mr. McGurk. I wanted to be a singer more than a stenographer, but I had to be a stenographer to pay for my lessons. Finally, after a lot of study and a lot of luck, well, I guess my singing became better than my shorthand. Anyway, I was able to sing all the time. And now, Mr. McGurk, and you too, Dr. McCarthy, it's been swell being here. And to reciprocate, I'd like you all to drop over to my joint sometime and cut up a rug or two and dig some solid jive.
Gee, Miss Manners.
Thank you, Miss Lucille Manners. As you all know, fellow members, Dixieland music is a Native American form of true chamber music in which each instrument is heard as a separate voice. In Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine's Dixieland Octet, each instrument gets a solo, Dr. Levine having found out that if given a solo, most of the musicians won't insist on being paid. Mr. McGurk, as the only member of our audience, you were supposed to laugh there.
Not at that gag, Bud. Not even if I don't get paid.
Oh, you won't laugh, huh? I'll just take a look at Dr. Levine over there.
Where? You mean...
Dr. Levine now demonstrates this true American form in the first Dixieland reading of Poor Little Penguin. This work was introduced on our concert as a vocal some weeks ago, has since been published, and is now well on its way to popularity. Poor Little Penguin. Mademoiselle Diane Courtney is naturally devoting much of her time these days to work for defense. Consequently, she was very much pleased to learn that in a recent vote by the First Army, she was selected as the one girl the draftees would like to be promoted to. And in return for this very fine tribute, Mademoiselle Courtney brings us her special sweater girl version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot. carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, Mr. Leader. Swing low, swing soft and low.
Mr. McGurk, you are certainly confusing with your applause, to say the least.
Yeah. Fun, ain't it?
The celebrated chamber quartet, the Four Sharps, return once again to our concert stage, and this time they ought to perform a work by their own Professor Julian Gould called Serenade to a Character. Here again there seems to be a word whose meaning eludes me. The word character.
That's another word us cafe society sets uses for joik. Joik?
Oh, thank you, Mr. McJoik. The work is characterized by a fast-rolling boogie and will feature Professor Gould himself on the piano. The Four Sharps in Serenade to a Character. The applause you just heard was made by our audience of one, Mr. J. Fudd McGurk, the prominent shut-in whom we rented for the night. Maestro Paul Laval now brings us a woodwind work which he has titled Mild Winds, and which has been subtitled by our engineer, Professor Harry Hiller. Quote, Tomorrow, warmer, with probable rough woodwinds. Unquote. Maestro Laval, if you please. Music lovers, with the aid of Mr. J. Fudd McGurk, his junior sound effects kit, and his laugh, we have taken another one out behind the woodshed and attended to it. Next week at this time, we will have a much larger studio audience.
But not as good!
We will have on hand all of our regular performers, and in addition, as special guests, we'll present Professor Merle Pitt in his famous Five Shades of Blue, and as intermission commentator, Dr. Martin Block, celebrated commentator for all New Yorkers who should have been eating dinner but who sit in the parlor listening to their radios instead. Dr. Martin Block, incidentally, has promised us all a great surprise. We hope you will join us next week. Until then, adieu, which is a foreign word for kiss the boys and girls goodbye.
Your chairman of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street has again been Dr. Giacomo Jason McCarthy. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.